Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating peak season citrus, including heirloom navel oranges and Rio Star grapefruit with Zest Fest. Now through February 2nd with 10 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Hey, Nance, let's talk about our favorite part of the chicken.
Chicken skin?
It's what keeps its insides in.
Yeah, that's the truth. But it's the outside that's my favorite part.
Yeah, good and crispy. And I just came across a recipe that produced the crispiest chicken skin ever. I could lift it right off and it stayed flat like a big chicken skin potato chip.
So what did you do?
Well, believe it or not, this was a braised chicken dish. Trick is you brown the skin first in a skillet, then you take it out of the pan and you saute some cabbage and onions, some spices, and then you return the chicken to the pan, pour in some chicken stock, but not enough to cover the skin. The skin remains above the surface. And then, uncovered, into the oven it goes for 45 minutes. When it came out, the flesh of the chicken was succulent and moist, and yet the skin was crisp, so very, very crisp.
That sounds a lot like that great chicken thighs from that Gourmet Today recipe, the spiced chicken. I've been making this for years. You brown it to begin with in the cast iron skillet, and then you cook it in a really hot oven. It's not exactly braised. It's that finishing it in the hot oven that gives it this the very crisp top. It's just gorgeous and glorious. And really, I'd rather just take the skin off of, say, a half a dozen chicken thighs and eat it and call it good.
You know, I actually do that because a certain person in my home, for some bizarre reason of her own, thinks it's not good for you. So I make a lot of chicken dishes. I have to take the skin off. Unbeknown to my wife,
the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote,
I've been saving those skins. And I've got about 10 or 11 of them rolled up in the freezer. And I'm going to do something unspeakable with them next time she's out of town.
You going to invite me over?
No, I'm keeping
Please.
It all for myself.
Okay, all right.
No skin for you, Leeson. Get your own.
Well, you know, this weekend we made an extraordinary chicken. We made it on the Weber, so that always makes the skin really nice and crisp. And one of the things you do first is you salt it, and you let it sit with that salt for for a while, so that that really helps with the crisping of the skin. And then you put a celery seed, which you wouldn't celery seed on a chicken. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious. And then I rubbed the chickens with homemade Aleppo pepper harissa.
Oh, boy, that does sound good. For roast chicken, I often will rub the skin with a mixture of salt and a little bit of baking soda. Put it in the fridge uncovered overnight, and it dries it out a little bit and crisps up even better in the oven.
The classic Zuni Cafe from San Francisco, the Judy Rogers cookbook, has the classic Zuni chicken and the Tom Douglas, Tom's Big Dinners. I love to make five-spice roast chicken, and both of those recipes call for doing exactly that, salting and spicing in Tom's case, and overnight in the refrigerator
uncovered.
Without a cover on it. That's right. It's all very well, Stein, but we know people are going to be putting their hands on their hips and telling us chicken skin is the worst possible thing you can eat. So what do you have to say to that?
Never mind what I have to say, Nancy. Here's what findyourbalancehealth.com has to say. 6 reasons why chicken skin is good for you. And thestar.com, chicken skin, good for you after all. Actually, the fat in chicken skin is a lot like the fat in olive oil.
Well, lay it on me then, Stein.
Like I said, get your own. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
I've got you under my skin.
I'm Dick.
Made me Christmas chicken skin.
Stein.